Meta AI. You may have seen it on Facebook and Instagram, but what is it? How do you use it? And can you turn it off?
And the newest tween skincare obsession. We have more on the downfalls that it could pose.
And the NFL draft is tonight. Your Bengals picking 18th. A lot of excitement ahead. We'll break down who they could target. 5 on 5 in 5. It is Thursday, April 25th. The perfect date. Kelly, Megan, and Steven here with you on your Thursday morning as we all look ahead to the weekend.
Listen, this is why people need to listen to the podcast, because if they had heard yesterday's, they went in prepared first thing this morning for the perfect date conversation to be the first one at the office to land it.
And let's just get it out there. I was that person.
Were you about to say I was that bee?
Y'all are too much.
I was like, where's she? A person.
And we were staring at each other. She knew, she was sensing it was coming, and I decided no.
I loved it. Let's talk about the forecast. Listen, we went off about skincare all morning, and yeah. Steven was like, I wash my face with a bar of soap, but let's talk about the draft.
Man.
Let's talk about the draft.
I never said that. Did not say any of that.
It's basically what
you said it for me.
Skincare
yeah.
routine?
But there I did not go. Say it.
Drives me nuts. My husband barely washes his face, and he has one. He had one pimple that I was like, can I take care of that? It's a thing.
Attack him with the thumbs. I get it.
I mean,
with a paper towel, so I did it in a clean fashion. Okay, sorry.
Very, very hygienic.
Let's go to, yeah, it was a sterile environment of our kitchen.
The weather, please, Kelly. The weather.
It is draft day, so this is what Steven gets to go off about today. The number one pick in the weather draft for this weekend is 80s. That's Sunday, but we got to get through a little rain to get there. This is all coming from the creative genius that is meteorologist Randy Rico. Today will be cool and sunny. Tomorrow, plan on some late afternoon, evening, scattered showers. Then a big boost to the 80s over the weekend. As she mentioned, we need this rain. That ushers in the warmer air, which is really exciting. Today, high of 60s. That becomes our lows overnight, which is kind of pump up. That's what am I trying to say? That's exciting. That's what I'm trying to say. Tomorrow, high of 68. Saturday, 80. Sunday, 83. Holy cow.
I may not go inside. I might just stay outside and cook. I love it.
And then you can bring all that food to us on Monday.
No, I mean, like, just cook my body just being
outside. Oh, yeah. Me thinking you're going to get the grill out.
I mean, I could do that too.
Me thinking his wife gets a break for the weekend. No. But no, he's just going to bake
outside.
She's
been on a girl's trip. Let's talk about who's getting a break.
She needed that girl's
and
trip.
And deservedly so. Welcome back. Let's get into our headlines.
Here's five.
Five on five in five. Our first story for the morning. We are talking about artificial intelligence, as we all expected, as we all knew was going to happen. Meta, Instagram, Facebook, they are jumping in the game too, and we previewed it a little bit.
Yeah, and if you've been on Facebook or Instagram in the last few days, you've seen this. Artificial intelligence slowly taking over social media. The latest wave, Meta. It's a parent company of Instagram and Facebook. It's called Meta AI, and here's how it works. For example, on Facebook, the search bar now reads Ask Meta AI Anything. You can ask Meta anything, such as recipes, write a letter, or create a picture. Plus, it does regular Facebook searches. But you might also notice Ask Meta on certain Facebook posts. If you click it, a window will pop up where it says Think of me like an assistant. And on there, you'll see past searches, tech security experts saying that the info you get back may not all be accurate. So always double check with other sources.
My advice to people is, if you don't know anything about a topic, do not use one of these tools to produce output on it, because it's going to be difficult for you to know whether it's true or not. And you may end up doing just as much or more work than you would if you just went out and researched it using more traditional methods. If you know what you're asking for and you know how to prompt it correctly, I mean, you'll get something that's 60 to 80% usable in seconds, something that might have taken you hours or days to do in the past. It can really be like rocket fuel from a productivity standpoint when you understand that input and output risk and you know how to ask the questions the right way.
Even with talking to the cybersecurity expert, there is no clear way to turn off Ask Meta. Even if you click Ask Meta, you can get some conflicting answers. This is not available on desktop computers, by the way.
I posted about this and within seconds got flooded with, I want it gone. I don't want it here. I'm not interested in this. And I kind of understand what people are saying. Like, I'm not anti-AI. I understand there will be a place for it in our society, but I don't want it on Facebook. Like, I don't that's not what I'm going to Facebook for, I guess, on AI. So it'll be interesting. There's no way to turn it off. I was just doing more research on it now. But I wonder if as the rollout continues, they will decide to have a disable feature. Usually they roll this stuff out, kind of force people into it, and then walk it back as they can.
All of these social media platforms need to stop trying to be other social media platforms. Like, stick to your lane. That's why we go to you. I know, blah, blah, blah. You have to grow so that investors can get their money's worth and stocks go up. No. Stay in your lane.
Right. I'm not going to Facebook for Meta or for AI.
No.
That's not. Yeah. I'm with you.
Steven?
I think you guys have covered it.
You look amused.
I don't get on Facebook, so, you know, I use it for work and that's about it.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Shut down tomorrow, well, just let me get my pictures.
So I go back to more so my concern, and that's kind of what Megan was just touching on, is like my parents, she doesn't listen to a podcast. She doesn't know what a podcast is. They're in their 70s. They just don't know. So like that's going to pop up on her phone or on her iPad. It's going to generate something for her. She's going to click on something or say, yeah, I just, you know, and my mom's a very bright, smart woman. But when it comes to this stuff that's new and that she just doesn't know about as far as technology goes, I worry about how it's going to impact people like her.
Yeah. And then there's the other side of that same coin. You know, we had Danielle out there. She tested it for a Cincinnati chili recipe. You know, if it's AI, something we're going to live with, it can make something easier for folks if they need recipes to get something.
Ask your grandma.
Or just ask AI. And maybe they're not calling us asking why the internet's not working.
Deep tease. We are working on a story about using AI for good. So that's about 2 weeks away, and I'm pretty pumped about it because I've gotten some really cool responses, mostly from moms. Not that it's moms are the only people who can do this, but anyway, I'm off the rails. Let's go back. Let's go back to the podcast.
Next up, let's go to the streets of Cincinnati. We're talking traffic tickets and CPDs dishing them out.
Taking it to the streets. So ideally, police would like it if everyone drove the speed limit. We all know that doesn't happen. And we have certain roads that do tend to be kind of like faux expressways. So Glenway Avenue in Westwood, there have been more crashes on Glenway between Cruikshank and Work. Just east of there where Harrison Avenue meets McHenry. That's all in District 3 for police in Cincinnati, and they say it's an area that they are targeting. So that includes Price Hill, North, South Fairmount, South Cumminsville. And because of that, the officers have saturated those streets, and they've been writing a lot of tickets, but not as many as they wrote just before the pandemic. Even though there were fewer citations handed out last year, the total number of accidents did fall to a 7-year low. So they're finding that when they're targeting these areas, people are obviously adhering to the speed limits more, and there are less crashes, less speeders. So it might be helpful to know where police wrote the most traffic tickets last year. Aside from interstates that run through the city, Westwood is what topped the ticket list, followed by East, West, and Lower Price Hill.
Our third story of the morning, President Biden is trying to get on the ballot here in Ohio. You may be wondering, isn't he already? Well, listen up. Republican lawmakers in Ohio say they're negotiating with Democrats to ensure President Biden appears on Ohio's November ballot. Ohio's ballot deadline is August 7th, but that falls before the Democratic National Convention scheduled for August 19th. That's where President Biden will be formally nominated. Secretary of State Frank LaRose's office says the only way to ensure Biden makes the ballot in Ohio is to either move up the convention, which won't be happening. That's a major undertaking of gatherings of Democrats. I think it's in Chicago this year. Or have the General Assembly make an exception. Ohio's Republican leaders told reporters discussions are underway about how to fix the issue. LaRose says the General Assembly has to take action by May 9th to get Biden on the November ballot. So be on the lookout for that. Our fourth story, a story Megan has been working very hard on, and it airs tonight, so all tune in, but with a little preview of what you'll be getting.
Yeah, this is wild. It's a craze for teens and really an obsession. Kids between the ages of 8 and 12 buying dozens of products for their skin and using them to get ready, giving each other facials at sleepovers, skincare. These kids are obsessed, but they're not losing sleep necessarily over, you know, future acne or wrinkles. It's really more of a fun hobby, almost like trading cards or collecting Cabbage Patch Kids or Beanie Babies. But another growing trend that is coming with this is the dangers that come along with putting that many ingredients and chemicals on your face.
Me and my friends, we enjoy doing it a lot, so we do it a bunch.
Because I would always just say, Rin, you're like a little girl. You don't need to worry about this kind of stuff. But, and I still kind of say that, but It's better than lots of other things we could be spending money and time on.
Tonight at 6, I talk with one family about how to regulate this in your household, and also a dermatologist with Cincinnati Children's. I get her take on it, especially knowing that this trend is not going away anytime soon. And she really goes through the ingredients you should look out for in some of these products, but also what she does suggest kids should be using at this very young age. You know, that's tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yes, it'll be posted online. We'll air it again tomorrow morning. So yeah, it'd be very fascinating. A lot of people asking questions about that. A lot of very interested moms, tweens as well.
Because everyone is, it's not just one neighborhood, not one town. It's like across the country right now.
As fads go, this is the next one. And our final story of the morning, the NFL draft is tonight. The Bengals pick 18th. And it's going to be an exciting one because they have some things happening inside the locker room. Trey Hendrickson basically told Zach Taylor, pay me, trade me, or I'm just going to retire. T. Higgins, we all know, has asked for a trade as well after the franchise tag. DJ Reader, Chidobe Awuzie, two big-name players who have both left and signed with other teams in the offseason. So who could the Bengals target tonight? Here are three names to watch out for. Byron Murphy, the second out of Texas, is a defensive tackle, amazing player. Brian Thomas Jr., a wide receiver from LSU. I think the Bengals have had decent luck with LSU players over the past few years. Quinyon Mitchell, a defensive back out of Toledo. Yes, he went to a MAC school, but he showed out at the Senior Bowl and will be a first-round pick. But, of course, you got to protect the franchise and Joe Burrow. Do not be surprised if you hear a Tali Fuaga out of Oregon State, J.C. Latham out of Alabama, Oli Fashanu from Penn State, or Amarius Mims from Georgia. All of those offensive linemen, one of them, if not all four of them, will be available at 18 as well. I'll be up until midnight when it's over, coming in on 2 hours of sleep. Because it's like Christmas in April.
Wow. I can't wait to see how tomorrow's show goes.
It should be great. The only downside is if people trade out of the first round and you stay up for nothing. You're just like,
oh, yeah. And you don't find out until however many hours in.
Yeah. Starts at 8. Should go till about 11:45 midnight. 10 minutes per pick. Along with the pre-rolled packages because ESPN takes their time. NFL Network takes their time.
They're going to milk it.
All of it. They're going to milk all of it.
Because they're taking advantage of people like you.
And I welcome it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please. Force feed me more football. And here I am.
So. There, yeah.
It'll be a good time. So, that was a long one. We're at...
Sorry.
12 and a half minutes.
I'm not sorry. I know I fully contributed to that.
Five but. On five in 12 and a half today. It's close enough. We'll see you on your Friday.